will be about the will be about again. We've spoken about in Yoni Muktzah. Now, a new issue within the Muktzah discussion in terms of, let's say I have food in a refrigerator in which you left the light on, and somehow, some way, the light either gets turned off. A guy comes, or a child comes, or it happens, or the electricity blows, or who knows what happens. Can I now go into the refrigerator and get the food? Or do I say it was muktzah when Shabbos came in? Variation of the same question. It was commanded, let's say, these rooms here in YU, these floors in YU, they're off limits during on Shabbos. Let's say the security guard opens the floor for some reason. Could you go to that room? Could you go to that area on the floor to get your material, to get your things. Right, you left something on the floor. Oh, you opened it. Wait, could I go get my things? Or do I say it was muktzah when Shabbos came in? Migud is katzoy le benash mashos, is katzoy le kula yom. So the emes is, this should really be a sugya aruka on be'ah daf lamed aleph and beis. Lamed aleph and beis. Which sugya am I referring to? Mara speaks about the following. Bayis shuhumale peiros. The nifchas and it sort of exploded, or it opened up, and it was filled. And basically, and when Yontif came in, you were unable to open it. But until now, something happened by itself, and now you're able to get in and get and access things inside. No, tell me, makom hapchas. You're able to take from what is inside. Our mayor goes even further. He thinks you're even allowed to open it, but you're allowed to even open it yourself. So how could that? So the Gemara is bothered by Rav Meir's statement. How could I even open l'chadchila? To which the Gemara says, how could I do? How could I say, oh, it's so sir. To which the Gemara answers, Amrav Nechumi bar Ada, Amr Shmuel bar Aviva de Livni. It's talking about not a real house, rather just simply arranged bricks. The only reason I speak about Rav Meir is it may be critical in understanding the Chachamim as well. Okay, so now, the Rishonim are bothered by the following in terms of the Chachamim. They're bothered by, why is it that these peiros, which are inside this closed house, which became open by itself, why are they not considered muktzah machmas iser shtira? In order to get inside, I had to knock down the house. So why is that not muktzah machmas iser? So Rashi, Tosis, everyone addresses this question, and their answers are going to have relevance to our discussion. Zogt Rashi, V'lo aminu muktzah machmas iser, the ein yachol apostle biyantif, why? V'asach daite minayim, I'm sorry, and that's part of the question, meaning it should be muktzah machmas iser, that a person should have hesach hadas. I don't ever have any plans on getting to this on yantif. The kivon de lo havi psichoso iser d'raisa, because the mukmino lo baviro de livni, zogt Rashi, meaning he uses the fact that the Gemara is saying within Rav Meir, that it's talking about these prearranged stones, you know, bricks, not an actual house, where I'd have to knock down the house. Therefore, lav muksa ninuk, and he gives another example. This is Shitas Rashi throughout the Masechta, gabi tevel. Being that the Isser Tikkun Tevel on Yontif is only an Isser Drabbanon, something like Mekacho Memkar, it's only an Isser Drabbanon, and Mela, we don't say Mokta Machmas Isser Drabbanon. That's Shikaki Shit, that's Rashi. However, first of all, it's not at all clear the Rashi's maneuver to apply what the Gemara asked that kasha according to Rav Meir, Maikos Sasser Ahalah. It sounded like the Gemara was perfectly happy according to the Chachamim that you were able to take from the Makam HaPchas even before it got to Rav Meir's Teretz. So Rashi is applying Rav Meir's Teretz to the Chachamim, not at all an obvious maneuver. Tosfos addresses the same point, and he says, he quotes Rashi, the Bamuksa Drabana Luar Mina Migo discussed the Vinash Mashos. Velona Hira, the Amar Gabe Shabbos, and that Mem Gemel, Gabe Sal, Lefneho Efrochim, Migo discussed Vinas Marshals, Avak of the Inchin Moksa El Drabano. That's basically a form of buses. In a case where I have a basket underneath the Afrochem, underneath the young chicks, we apply Moksa even though it's only an Isra Drabano. Again, Gabi Gagal Mokhni, Sheshel of Mos, again. So, this may be what Tosfos is getting at, and the Teres is about to give. But Chora, there the answer is going to be shiny hasam, because there is on the item gufa it becomes a basis. It's not saying, but basis itself turns the item into mukta, not when something's menachlots. This could be what Tosfos himself is going to be answering right now. The Omer Rabbeinu Rav Moshe, Tosfos answers the Lo Amru Elokish Hoksa Hamoksa Eino Mistalek Min Olam Kugun Moshe Gabi Akarish Afal Pishen Not Lamadayim Hin Bo Olam. I'm not sure it's exactly what I'm. It could be that gives it the status of a basis. The item will still exist. I'm not sure if he's saying that or not. Then he continues. And the Gemara says, why? As according to Yehuda, the Migo just got to the Vein Hashmashos. I mean, I couldn't have shechted it when Shabbos came in. According to Yehuda, that Muktzah is Aser within of Yehuda of Shimon. Yesh Lomer, and I there remains Muktzah even though when once I shach that the Isser is Nistalik when Olam. No. Yesh Lomer, Kivan the Venash Moshe, so it's a Muktzah Machmas Chasar Melacha Daraisa Amrino Migo Afal Bisha Muktzah Nistalik when Olam. Fine. Okay. In other words, his chiluk is that more or less accepting Rashi's teretz, but if it was an iser minehu bay, but differently, not an iser, if it would be an iser which would not be mistalik min ha'olam, something like a basis, then it would apply even to an Issa D'Rabbanon. Masha Ein Kein, if the Issa is going to be nostalgic to Lolom, it's only true for an Issa D'Raisa. That's the Yisod of Tosfos. What comes out of that would be that Lu Yitzvir, there would be an Issa D'Raisa involved in getting to this item, getting to these food items, it would be a problem, bein l'rashi, bein l'tosis. And then we'd really have to start asking the questions, what's pshat in kibui, in turning off a light, in terms of electricity, in terms of, probably k'mitzat havara, it's not havara, it's the opposite, it would be the opposite of havara, the only question would be electricity, you'd have to get into the asking questions, is that the raisa or drabanon, electricity, and ma'ez and makubi patish, is it? Would that be a correct way of analyzing this, of analyzing the issue? However, there is a well-known Ramban, quoted by the Rashba, says that all the Rishonim, many of the Rishonim say the same idea, and they tell you the following. By the way, the Bechilik, parenthetically, between, I imagine, would be along the, between the Raisa and the Rabbanon, would be very much along the lines of the famous Nesivis in Reish Lamed Daled, that Yisrei D'Rabbanon or Yisrei Gavram, that Yisrei Hefto, that itself obviously needs to be analyzed at greater length. Though it's a little bit hard to understand within Rashi, the Ein Yochel Apostle B'Asach Daitei Minayi, once the question of Hesach Hadas, once the question of Moksa is the question of Hesach Hadas, why it's Hesach Hadas because of Yisrei D'Rabbanon. The assumption is someone's going to keep the Rabbanon also. It's a little bit harder to understand. If Muktzah is the question in the Chefts, I could hear such a chelik. Being it needs a deraisa to get there, then it's not really. Then it's more out of reach. Out of the Rabbanon, fundamentally, it's still within reach. But the Ramban goes even further within that, within this Chefts Agavra type of chelik. This is very nogay, it's what we're talking about. The Lekor Bezer Mishul Muktzah Machmas Isser at all. I should be before that. I should before I get up to the Ramban. I should note there's another way of answering this question as well. Rashi and Shabbos suggest the following: that maybe this is just simply a libud Rav Shimon. Tosfos already hinted here in Benveya as well. Maybe that's gufa part of the machlokas of Yehuda and Rav Shimon. Maybe Rav Shimon in a chanami. For Rav Shimon, this taka isn't this taka wouldn't be a problem. Of course, yeah, for Rav Yehuda would hold of it, but Rav Shimon wouldn't hold of it. And therefore, this would be totally on Jesus Rav Shimon. That may be an important point as well, because that may create the distinctions between Shabbos and Yom Tov. So we'll get to it. Anyway, so the Machamos continues and says as follows: the lek of the mishum muksa machmas iser. Why mishum de eino aser machmas atzmo? Ela mishum de efter lagila machalim vaperos atzmon mukhanim. I mean, again, that's very much, that type of svar is very much along the same lines of Rashi. Because Be'etzem, in terms of Hesach Hadas, what's the difference? If it itself is problematic, or it's problematic because of mixed up self-cold stuff, I don't plan on getting to it. But Elamai, if Mineu Be'e in the Chepta itself, in the Ochel is perfectly Mukhan. It's just that, okay, I just can't get into the building. So then the Ramban says, that's not a problem of Muksa Machmas Yisr at all. What's that?
It's not in the food.
Because it's not in the food itself. It's not in the ochel itself. And that's the famous Shitas HaRamban. So, there turns out to be by the way, I wasn't thinking of this way until now. I don't think if anyone post can think this way, but it's Derech Agav. I'm wondering whether or not the Gemara is speaking about Peros, the Mishnah is speaking about Peros. I wonder if the same thing is true about Caleb. What's that? Either Heter Ochel Nefesh, as an example to be Machalik, he's came across in terms of there's a distinction. There's a distinction in terms of Chumuchs Machmas Chusar and Kis, the Hainu. We pass in Tamro de Iska. Our Tamro de Iska, we pass in our Mutter. Right, Tamar the Iska dates, which are set aside, which you know, you're in your shop and your grocery store that you plan on selling, we pass in their mutter for you to use on Shabbos Yontif. Masha in Kane, we pass in the Rambam says that a kli which is set aside the Iska, that's Moksa Machas Asar and Kitz. So what the chilek is going to be could be because the person by nature has a das more on the food. Anything is going to come to mind, he's going to eat. And or maybe this is another idea. I believe the Rav should say something like this. As far as they said at the beginning of Be'ya, that in terms of ochel, it's mechin, it's kilo mechin, it's atma. It's
inherently
is mocha. So then it could be. I'm not sure. I don't think Poskim spoke in these terms. But in reading the Mishnah, you could dare you say such an idea. Anyway, so there. Anyway, and that would certainly explain why it would be tali be'etzem hadavar, more so than.
Yeah.
But anyway, the Ramban says what he says. So, which it turned out a huge discussion in terms of Lididan, in terms of what would it take to get into this, to this refrigerator, into this room? Would it take into the Raisa, into the Rabbanon?
Also, they're stuffed up in the refrigerator itself. Maybe so the food's not like this.
What's that?
In that case, it's stuffed up in the refrigerator itself.
Oh, I'll get there in a minute. So first in terms of the food, and then in terms... Right, so meaning once the
even so the food's fine.
Exactly. I'll get there in a second. Exactly. Right, so let's say in this case, the guy... This stuff is Migo, this guy's saying, the guyish cleaning lady comes in, and she wants to have a drink, so she opens the... Oh, great, now the fridge is open, now you want to take out all your food.
Right.
So do I say, no, what do you mean it's Migo, this guy's saying, the vanish washes. So... Lefi, the Rashi and Tosfos would seem to be that totally whether or not opening that fridge would have been an issur d'oraisa or not. Whether or not would depend probably on the electricity issue. However, And so how do we pass in this issue? So the Mechaber in Siman Tov Kof Yod Ches, this is even in Hilchos Yontif, which is important, Bayish Imali Peiros Muchanim V'Nifchas, meaning the Peiros are Muchanim, but the exactly our case, No Domi Makom HaPchas, you pass in like Pashat HaMishnah. Zok, the Zok the Mishnah Brura, V'lo Amir and Kivin Shubain Hashmasha Sosam V'lo Yefcher Lito Me Machmas Isser Stiras Binyan Iskatol Kul Yoma Te'en B'chal Zemok Lo Kivin Shlo Yemok Zer Machmas Isser Atzman Rach Shem Yemokom Shein Yochol Yichol And Leilech Ledlot Ulfi Zeh V'lo Haya Habayit Bari Mikodem Shein Regilo Shifchas Me'ilov Gam Kein Motel Lito Lepeiros. Even if a strong house, it wouldn't be a problem. We'll get back to another example of this in a second. So the Bir Halacha notes that yes, that the Mechaber is noting he's passing like this far of the Ramban. You should know he notes that the Rosh and the Torah only quote this far of Rashi. The Lo Tiru Kima Bayish Einu Binyan Nukama Rakshay Milaveinim Sturos the Lo Tid the In Bisturos Ukima Sdrabana. Commotion Farish Gemara Libid Ramel Binyan Gomor. Yesh b'mishal moksa machmas. Is it also after Yontif? Gam with Dasa Rashba. Mikol makom nakat ladino ki Dasa Rif, Rambam, etc. There are all others that are meikol. V'ayin tos v'shemim, I'm sorry. Mikol makom nakat chilo niru li niyas dayit ish ein lahakol. Shish harbi emirisham achmim nabayesh u'binyan gomer. Levad Rashi, levad, besides Rashi, the Rash, but the Rosh Hanal, Nimsa came with the Ramah, the Balamor, and maybe a Balamor. So he quotes many Achronim who are Mekel and who are Machmir in this as well. Many Rishonim, I'm sorry, are Machmir in this as well. So in terms of that's in terms of the Michael itself. So if you could be Machmir very often in these situations, or Sorach Shabbos. And by the way, this is even in Yontif we're talking about right now. Yontif is much more. The Gemara said at the beginning of Be'ah, we're much more machmir for Yontif, for Moksan and Yontif than on Shabbos. We pass him like Rav Yehuda. Anyways, Me'ikur Hadin though, it seems like we pass him like the Ramban, and there's also probably what to be mitzadeh whether this entire issue is d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. So what's the question about that? Many, many poskim will tell you the entire electricity is only d'rabbanan, especially with the psik reisha factor. It's l'chora, it's only anything is a psik reisha d'rabbanan. It is a psik reisha. What?
Nechalei,
let's end if you need it or not. Okay. Yeah. The first question, though, however you're asking, was, wait a second, that's all very nice and good about the food, but the door, how could you open it itself? Why don't I say Migul Deskatzai in terms of, yeah, maybe the food is a davar acher, but the door should have been Etzem HaDavar, which was Muktzah when Shabbos came in. That opening the door was the Isser. So, the Shlomo Zalman already discusses this. He discusses this, and he has a cool one thing he comes up with is the fact you could, in theory, you'd be able to shut off the system, I guess, like putting something in, and while the light is off, because the door is pressing against it. If you would like reach your hand in and press on the button, which is being pressed anyway at that point, so then you'd be able to open the door in theory and hold it in that way. I don't know, I have no idea whether that's still physically possible. Huh? I guess we'd have to sit down and try this to see if in theory that would be possible to make this no longer a muktzah. But other than that, it's a little bit problematic in terms of this discussion. Though I read an article in the Kovetz or HaShabbos. Shmuel Goldstoff. He has a suggestion applying the same type of svara of the Ramban, not only to the food inside, but even the door itself. It's a very labedic discussion in terms of psik resha. Dahainu, is the door itself the etzem davar hamuktzah, or just through that it's going to cause a psik resha? Like it's like a it kufa is like a davar acher. It's not itself be'etzem muktzah. You could hear such a thing a little bit. It's not exactly the davar itself, which is us, or the same type of svara, applying even there. What's that? It really depends how I view this psikresha gufa that we spoke about at the time. Do I say that? No, what do you mean? This is like the switch. The same way that the Imam just had a shayla 2 weeks ago came up for someone, something exactly we've been speaking about. And, someone in front of me asked another of, he had up to have a crock pot on a timer. Whether that's right or wrong, that's a separate question. But it was going to go off at a certain time. It was going to go back on again at another time. But she didn't want it to go back on again later on. It was going to go off. As he said the Lel Shabbos was going to go on for a certain amount of time. It was going to go off Lel Shabbos, but because the way the timer worked, it was going to go on again tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So, is he allowed to pull the plug? Is he allowed to pull the wire out in order, after it went off, in order it doesn't go back on again? What do you think about that? What do you think? So, besides the whether or not in terms of the timer aspect of it, in other words, you're causing and not causing malacha, that needs to be thought about also. You're causing it not to be lit. It's kind of shy to say that's amshachas amatzav or something. But the Rav who's passing this passing, then this is probably would have said the same thing, that it's what's a muktzah problem. Migo discussed the Ben Hashmashos. You couldn't move that. When Shabbos came in, you couldn't move that wire. It was involved in an Esser. You'd be stopping it from cooking. You'd be stopping the electricity. So here also would remain Lachorah Migo discussed the Ben Hashmashos. Besides the wire, the Klisha Malach the Esser. Right? I think that's. So finally, one last discussion within this aspect is that same article quoted discussing a very interesting idea that maybe I should know two things. First of all, before I get to that article, that the Bir Halacha noted that even though this Mishnah applies in Beya, so the Machmirin are only Machmir in Yontif. You should know. Machmir and Machmir and Shabbos as well. Tosis there suggests Tosis in the Bir Halacha explaining Rashi, explaining Tosis, think that all of these things are necessary for Rashi and Tosis. They need that to be only in a Drabanan, even for Shabbos, even within Rav Shimon, even assuming it's Rav Shimon who's allowing you to do this, even within Rav Shimon, who's only matter who we pass him like on Shabbos. Aval pichein, we still are only mekel because it's only drabanan v'chuli v'chuli. A further point within this is interesting, is it gets into would I say all this? Would there be a chilak in terms of, let's say, the refrigerator is clearly something which I plan on using. Just, oh no, I forgot to shut off the light. How about, let's say, the same type of case where I described before, tamra de iska. Tamar Diska, you have your dates in the store. Okay, but, so we say, out the Tamra themselves, they're not muksa. So your das is always on the Tamra. But, let's say there's an alarm on your store. There's an alarm, there's a, who knows what else. Right? So what I say, out that, it should be muksa. Out the alarm, which, and there, it's very different than I didn't forget to turn it off. I set the alarm in order as I planned on that. Huh? And then somehow the alarm went off on Shabbos and everything became... So would that change the dynamic? Would I say, even there, that's Dachi Obi Adayim? That's Dachi Obi Adayim, would that change the dynamic? And even Rav Shimon may hold of it in analyzing the Machlokes, which then it could be possibly more problematic. This may inyan le'inyan boso inyan, once we're talking about getting, accessing things, that's kind of the inyan muktzah in terms of this aspect. But within the Shulchan Aruch, within this discussion, they raise some other very parallel types of cases. What very common in these situations would be, oh, let's say a guy would come along and open it for you. And or a religious Jew would come and open it for you in these situations. So are there dinim of being nenem melechas akum and or ma'aseh Shabbos, would they apply in these situations? How do they apply in terms of eating this food? Right, in terms of now, I talked about it. No, they opened it for themselves. They did it at Daita Dinashi completely for themselves. And now, the electricity went off by itself. There's a power outage. Now, how do you deal? But now, okay, now the guy did it for you. He said, I see your refrigerator is out. So I turned off the light for you. Or, ironically, parenthetically, it's mutter and Repaskin that opening the refrigerator, or at least passing Sikresh as Mutter Amir Lakum. But let's say a variation of the same type of thing. They knock down the house for you, or they shut off the light for you in order that next time you'll be able to go in. Things like that. Would that change the dynamic? And or I forget up to or it's on Israel, Maisa Shabbos. Yeah, there's no heter clearly of segregation. So how would I view this? So the Derech Mishnah Berurah is quoted very from the name of Shlomo Zalman. Elishi Yisrael Paslu Das for Shlomo Zalman. She also litolas aperes. She also lihanos meisa yontiv. She also lihanos meisa Shabbos. Even if it's an issur derabbanan, it would still be usher to use those peiros. Furthermore, the liftos, the shark afatim, the Magen Avraham quoted here in this discussion. He had some type of turnip, something like that. They were buried in the ground. B'chein hu had dinah, I'm reading Mishnah Berurah. B'mish yesh lo liftos, afatos tmunim b'bar, u'pasvan akom b'yontif b'shabbos, de'ein bohem mishem mokto. Right, they're not mokto themselves. Achein. Based on the same point, because it's only a zaitik azach, it's only a side problem like the Ramban. However, achinim akum also tzarach yisrael afilu maperos hayushal akum also bachilu v'tiltol ad motzei yontif b'kadeisha yaseh. In other words, if they did it for you, then you can't be nene from it. So a variation of the same type of case would be, again, a guy for you, they opened the lock for you. They know they did the code. They did the code of the alarm or whatever to open the lock for you or something like that. Very common type of scenarios. So then a taka would be also to use the things inside. However, if they just simply brought a key, that's a little bit more of a discussion. If simply brought a key, you can't open the door with the key. But once it's open, then you could use the chafatzim inside. By the way, so in terms of why is bringing... Okay, I think that's some of the basic issues in terms of opening. Anything else I wanted to talk about that? Oh, one other, once we're here within Ma'aseh Shabbos. Right, the Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva that even though again Medina was mutter to use the things in that house which the guy turned the light on or something like that. Is it only you shouldn't use the light, but the things in the house, I think you can use. They don't become muktzah themselves. Still, Baal Nefesh should be machmir from that. Furthermore, once we're in terms of Ma'aseh Shabbos, and then in Melachah Shabbos, there is this common scenario where let's say, any religious Jew, or let's say they go up the light in the staircases, so they turn on the light, and if they do it for you, should you be nene from it? Should you be nene from it? So ideally, one's supposed to go either close your eyes or go as quickly as you would have, don't go any quicker than you would have gone otherwise, as someone's Amman suggests. Just a few quick points in terms of Ma'aseh Shabbos, being it's a very similar type of discussion. Could one be more makel when it's more of a side issue than the etzem item being? Fine. In other words, there may be a difference in terms of whether the items are muktzah. That may depend on the svar of the Rambam itself. In terms of nena mimalecha Shabbos, that still be much more of a gavra-oriented thing. It still goes off on being nena mimalecha Yisr. Fine. The last issue I wanted to talk about within inyone muktzah was another area which has many ramifications. I first saw this in Rabbi Bleich Sefer, but it's a very Rabbi Bleich in contemporary halachic problems, Chelek Hay. There's an article in Tchumen about this, an Or Yisrael article, a very common scenario. So, especially now we live in different time zones, how do you deal with a fax which comes in on Shabbos? A fax which comes in on Shabbos. Is that fax going to be, first of all, you're allowed to send it, so first, that's most of these tshuvas deal with, and the answer to that question probably make your idea in terms of malacha depends on where you are, it doesn't depend on where you're sending it to. I think that's pretty clear. You have a tremendous arm, and you'd be able to throw something from Eretz Yisrael to New York, and be Zorik, and from them it's not Shabbos there, it's still Shabbos. I don't think that would be a problem. You did a malacha after Shabbos.
Same question on the newspaper that's printed.
So we'll get there too. Exactly. So, the question it seems going to be we have to talk about in terms of the recipient in terms of the. I mean, it may be inappropriate in terms of the person sending it. Obviously, there can be other. A technical issue, was that? It could be a guy sending it, but in terms of, let's say, a Jew sending it, would be the questions they'd have to ask are things like, Lifnei Iver, are you going to be causing a Jew to, if you're sending it to a guy, then certainly there's no problem, bichlal. If you're sending it to a Jew, okay, then the questions are, will any religious person be reading it? Will it be Zelus or the Shabbos? The things which we'll talk about, that's one of the next things we want to be headed into. Not next time, whatever. In terms of those types of questions. Okay, but the person sending it, Medina, is not doing anything. Now, the only question is, could the recipient be reading it? So first of all, looking at questions, depending what it is, usually it's going to be problems of, what's that?
Hello.
I'll get there in a second. Before I get to the muktzah, other types of questions are shtari hadyotos. Shtari hadyotos, usually if it's business related or lists or anything like that, it would probably be a problem of shtari hadyotos. That's a good question. Within Mineu Bay, it probably would. Muksamach was there's a klishamach lezer. There's a klishamach lezer, I think.
Like a phone book.
Phone book. I think a phone book is klishamach lezer, we assume. Right. And I think if you want to use a phone book to find someone's address, which is very common. A phone number you're not going to do much with, but you use a phone book. What's that? Of course, it has their Appleton thing. Or one could one even argue, therefore it's not even a klishamach. I don't even know what the stem I guess use the ticker for the phone number, I guess. Anyway, so in terms of it being Moksa / Nola. So now let's see. So when Shabbos comes in, all you have there is a blank piece of paper. So you should know that Rav Moshe already writes that a blank piece of paper is Moksa. So he thinks Machzal, Machzal, Sarin, Kis. For us, it sounds like such a Pella. It sounds like such a Pella that a Moksa, meaning something that Staples sells for, you could probably, what? You could get thousands for man. It's very hard to believe it's Moksa, Machzal, Sarin, Kis. It seems the beauty of, you see, we're burning, you know, like someone like, they say, the Magen Avraham used to like write the, write his chidushim, I'm told, like in the side of like its walls or something, in a paper. Certainly, whatever, but we're certainly blessed. So it's a little bit hard for us to view it as Moksa Machbos Lasarin Kit per se. We're certainly, unless Rav Moshe meant something be'etzem, it's probably certainly, for him, was really what I imagine really was Moksa Machbos Lasarin Kit, as he treated it with. And I guess if you're writing in English Moshe, then. And every spent his entire life writing, then writing very, very chashuv things, and it will have that. But the Don, it's a little, I'm not sure. It's harder to argue that. Do I say though it has no usage at all on Shabbos? Do I say it's simply Moksa? It's not a kli. It's not. What is it? What is it at all? One could argue. Could one say it doesn't have a kli at all? However, in this case, gufla, it is paper, which is meant. It's set aside for writing. One could argue. It's the ain lo with the hooksum can be died, the kibbutz only the kabbal facts. It is all made for that usage. So does that give it a shame plea or not? It is different than stam etzim.
Right now, it's not. It's not in that stage yet.
It's not in that stage yet, but it is writing paper. It's different than stam etzim vavanim. So they say it's not a kli at all. This is paper which is meant to be written on. Huh? It is set aside. It has already a certain. What's that?
It's cut to shape and everything.
It's cut to shape, yeah. It certainly has a tzura. And beyond that, he says, stam, even if you say the stam is in, this is set aside, here I'm kind of miyachid already, this already is not just on paper, which is, you know, on the shelf. This is in the machine, ready to receive faxes. Especially, I could even know, expect things to be coming in theory. Would that change the dynamic? However, many suggest that it would be nolad, which is aser at least on yontif. That's the first step. That's the first step. Basis shenolad v'yontif. We pass in there. The Mishnah is so same like Rabbi Yehuda. So would it be aser firstly on yontif? So there, the discussion of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the country in. I was very upset with all of these Maror Makomos, which they're quoting, which these three articles were quoting, Bleich and this Truman article and the Or Yisrael. They all, I think they were missing the Ikar Maror Makomos. Well, they were all speaking about the following. As they really, which I'll get to in a few minutes. The Shulchan Aruch Harav is the discussion. The Chol Shelo Nishtane Gufo Biyontif Ash Eino Min Hamuchon. That's only Moksa. It's not a question of Nola. I think it could only be a question of Moksa. And that's Derech Agav. There's even though we're more Machmir like Rabbi Yehuda, according to one opinion, we're only more Machmir by Moksa by Nola, not by Moksa. Even on Yontif we pass on like Rosh Hashanah according to the day and Shulchan Aruch. So that's important. Is it Nola even for Yontif? However, for the Magen Avraham and Siman Tov Tzadik Tes, based on Tosfos and Shabbos, that a behema shemesa having nolad, even though it didn't, he argues it's not a shina aguf. The klipin having nolad also. The cholshin ishtana hachanoso having nolad. That's the language of the Shulchan Aruch Harav in the Kuntres Achron and Tov Tzadik Zayin. So in these cases, one can, in theory, something which is mace or klipin having nolad because nishtane hachanaso. So there, and the way these farmers are arguing is that no, it's not even nolad here at all because here the paper is ba'olam, the osteos are nothing, the rishayin ba'mamish, they argue. these svarim, and therefore, kvar kaimo likvo faxim kishayagiu, therefore these svarim we're thinking it's not nolad at all, even for yanta. For any as deity, the relevant maramakom are the following. And by the way, should, before I get to these maramakomos, I should just add both. I heard in the name of Rav Moshe, and I verified this with the family recently, that he held his nolad gomer even for Shabbos. It's about newspapers, but the same profession, and Rashach, they held the same thing. He said that in Shiar. Guys, tell me, then tell me. But now, yeah, in terms of the. What? What's that? There are many. What? The Rilam is close, maybe everything we said until now. But what? Up. So the relevant Maramakom seems to be this. It seems to be in Simin Shin Chav He, Sif Dalid, speaks of the following. Pass she'afa eno Yehudi la'atzmo b'Shabbos. Let's say a goy bakes bread for himself on Shabbos. Besides the pasakum and everything else, and he's not baking for you, obviously. Otherwise, that would be a problem. Yesh osrin v'yesh metirin. Yesh metirin. Okay, so that's. And if a shas adchak ol tzorech mitzvah konsudas b'smila, you'd be allowed to use it. So why is that mutter? Why is it osir? What's the question about? So the truth is, what's the question about? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes two opinions why it should be osir. Either the name of the, start with the second one first. Yesh osir mitam acher shema yomru le'ini Yehuda levashel. Even though we don't say that for Ner, but Ner he's light. If he lights for himself, we don't say shema yivashel. He will ask him to do it. Here's his word, this food, midi dachili, the lohot biyoster gazvinon tfei. People are starving more, so therefore. That's a svara, the reason why they want to bring this in, to avoid certain stiros. However, the other issue is certainly what we've been thinking about, is that, is what the Magen Avraham suggests. Yesh osrim, why? The shema haisa ben hashmashos, kemach al isosh, ena roi lakos, viskatsoi le ben hashmashos. And since it wasn't roi, but filu im nemer the hayu aschitim the roi lakos mikom rakom it's eino reuyim lechol, but also inyan shenasu levasof lachas shenasu boisur daraisa shenasu lechem v'havei leinola. Since it had to undergo an isur daraisa to change it and change its form, in other words, I turned it in from one type of ochel to another. Even if it was roi lachila at that point, roi lakos, which is. Gufo, we assume that's not, it's certainly not its regular, its best usage. This is Ishtani Lemal Yusta, Rabbi Yochel's Brachos. It certainly went through a positive change. Since it's not meant to be used in that way, that turns it into Nolad. And this is, again, we're speaking in Hilchos Shabbos here. Even in Nolad, this would have Nolad Gomer. The truth is, though, this is really, doesn't start with the even, of course, and most of the things. So this really is a sugyon beya daf chav zayin. What does it start from? It says, what do you mean? Let's say the guy did it for you with your things. Then of course it's aser. The only shaila is he did it with his own things that I didn't actually. Why is that going to make a difference? Because there's a complicated sugya over there in beya daf chav zayin. Describes sugya is about whether or not we pass in yesh or in mokta l'chatzi Shabbos. We say, right? But classically, moksa is at the beginning of the day. Something is moksa. Let's say something at a given time on Shabbos became unusable, we got pushed off from being used. So do I say, even if liyutzuyer later on in the day will become reusable, do I say once moksa, always moksa? And at the end of the day, we're going to pass in no. We're going to pass in ein moksa l'chatzi Shabbos. However, within that discussion, the Gemara wants to bring a raya. Tashma. Amar zera tashma, maybe pulin va'adashim, from type of beans. So pulin va'adashim, meikara chazul lakos. Originally, on yante, when they come in, you're able to eat them raw. You throw them into a pot, itchilu. You push them off, they can't be used anymore. Called manshe rotrin. Gomar b'shayu chazile. Once they finish cooking, they become usable again. Oh, so amar le'abayu tamir tishulik deros da'alma. Any pat or stam kederos da alma ben hashmoshes rotkos ainu urtach lina minayu ella gomru bidei adam lo kami bayilan, something which you are in the process of cooking, you can't bring me any riots from. You're in the process of cooking. you're in the process of cooking, so then it's gamru bidei adam, so then you'll be able to, so then it's not considered mukta at all. So based on that discussion, gamru bidei adam, so typically that means gamru bidei adam, I start something before Shabbat, and before Yontif in that case. So zokt right over there, al atar, the hagos ashri, based on that maramakom, the nachri, she'os min alayim biyontif, means lachom in a way which is avoiding any mekach or memkar problem. Since for him it was not a problem to do. So in terms of gamru bidei adam, running out of time right now, but we'll just be more minutes. So how do I apply this in terms of these situations? In many of these situations, the facts, like I was thinking the following case. Yeah. But you need both. It has to be matter both in these situations. Here they made shoes. He made shoes. He made shoes. It's the same. It's a very parallel type of case. In a chanami, that could be part of the reason why the ish.
Right,
in a chanami. What's that?
Concerned about nolad.
And what's that?
In a gosa tree is not concerned about nolad in this case.
Even though it's making shoes, that could be part of the day who lasers. That's what the Magen Avraham begins to start talking about over there. Where am I? I don't know if we'll have to develop this properly. Maybe we'll start and see what happens. That's what the Magen Avraham begins talking about over there. So this is going to become very, very interesting. We'll have to. If I don't finish it right now, I'll just pick up with this quickly next time. That this is again Simon Shinchat Hei. By the way, the reasons why the Mishnah Berurah is quoting other Svaras, because elsewhere the Mechaber is so saying that you could buy the shoes in Simon Rishon and Beis. If you take from a guy even the Aranyat, it's so saying you could buy it on Shabbat. So what's going on? So, Yesh Matirim, Savar Le, Kivan the Gum Rubi De Adam, this is by the Chala, by the bread, Kivan the Gum Rubi De Adam, Lo Havali Mokso, Kid the East of the Bay, the Osam Savi Dafi, Gabi Mokso, I'm reading on Kain, Lo Matsami Dai, Bill Kivan Che, Adam Yachol Gum Rubi, Mashain Kain Gabi Nola, Mashain Kain Gabi Nola, you may not apply the same, so they're applying Nola even to making bread. Making shoes may or may not be the same thing. And again, this is in Hilcha Shabbos. This is important. So we'll have to analyze this. Is this how do I dehere in terms of faxes, as well as in terms of parallel will be newspapers. We'll have to figure that out. Is that also gomer bidei adam? Did they start on today's newspaper? I'm not sure they were able to finish it until the news didn't happen yet. Does that matter? Is that they start? The guy for the right. So we'll have to. We'll pick up with this a little drop more next time. In terms of that, I'll ask a third question. I'll throw it out right now. If this will finish. This as a question. I was wondering. Could have very, very common. Let's say you're working at a copy machine. You're giving share on Shabbos, and you want to make copies for Mar Makomos. So are you allowed to make, I don't know, 100 copies? And you're going to continue copying on Shabbos. So first of all, are you allowed to do that in terms of Shvisas Kalim or something like that? Absolutely. Things like, okay, that's one question, but let's make believe you're able to do it. That's not the problem. Once they're made, are you able to use them? Are you able to use them on Shabbos? So maybe I'll leave that as a question right now. I'll pick up a drop the next time. A drop it just before we move on to the next time.